Hundreds of criminals, including serial pedophile and terrorist among UK boat migrants, report. By Jack Montgomery on January 22, 2023. Hundreds of serious criminals, including a convicted murderer, a serial pedophile, and an Islamic State jihadist, have been found among the boat migrants landing in Britain unopposed by the tens of thousands, according to a report. The Sun, the United Kingdom's highest circulation non-farsheet newspaper. According to Audit Bureau of Circulation's figures going up to 2020, claims to have received a dossier of evidence on almost 1,000 migrants from a whistleblower at a government security agency that oversees threats to national security. Senior advisors at the Home Office, the government department with broad responsibility for policing, border control, and national security, currently led by Suella Braverman MP, have reportedly been shown the dossier, and seemingly did not dispute its veracity. With The Sun saying they acknowledged the danger posed by criminals who arrived here illegally. The tabloid highlighted a few of the criminals, said to include gangsters, drug dealers, and fraudsters. In particular, selecting a convicted murderer from Albania, a serial pedophile from Iraq, and an Islamic State terrorist from Iran as standout cases. The Albanian, convicted of murdering his wife in his homeland, a Muslim-majority country in the Balkans, had his asylum claim rejected after his record was uncovered. But he had already been released into the community and the authorities lost track of him for months. He was not detained after he was found, either. With The Sun reporting that he is living in a taxpayer-funded house and being given taxpayers' money to appeal his claim's rejection, on grounds that he would be in danger from his victim's family back home, while helping to run a car wash where he allegedly employs illegal immigrant Romanians, despite not having the right to work. The newspaper claims he boasted of his criminal past when they approached him, and that he said he came to Britain for a new life and live as in Northampton and have a girlfriend with a child. The Iraqi pedophile, meanwhile, is said to have targeted children while in Britain, and the Iranian ISIS fighter has been arrested for carrying a weapon in Sadiq Khan's London. The Sun suggests few of the criminals will ever be deported because of claims their human rights would be violated in their home countries or that they require treatment for mental or physical health issues from the taxpayer-funded National Health Service, NHS, that they would find difficult or impossible to get at home. Amazingly, such thin excuses often prove enough for a British judge to block deportation. With an infamous 2020 case seeing the courts grant asylum to a Taliban fighter who had already had six taxpayer-funded appeals against his removal rejected on grounds that he was suffering from PTSD, possibly acquired, if real, while aiding the Islamist movement's war against British and Allied forces, that Afghanistan could not treat as well as the NHS. If people knew the truth about these people, it would provoke national outrage. And it should, The Sun's whistleblower said of the migrants in the dossier. Hundreds of serious criminals are living all over the country, with many continuing to commit crimes, work illegally and claim benefits. And once they get to this country, it is almost impossible to get rid of them, they added. This is mainly due to various legal barriers, including lengthy appeals, human rights issues and a large backlog of cases. The whistleblower warned that the already thinly stretched security resources simply don't have the resources to monitor everyone properly, alleging that a senior civil service incompetence and political correctness also play a role in the issue. The only real way to solve this crisis is to stop them arriving in the first place, they concluded. The perennially incompetent Home Office told The Sun that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Home Secretary Braverman have outlined plans to legislate once and for all to stem the flow of migrants crossing the channel and ensure our borders are properly protected. However, the reality is that the Conservative Tory party have been in power since 2010 and have had a substantial parliamentary majority since the 2019 general election, but deportations have continued to fall and boat migrant landings have continued to increase year on year with no signs of improvement. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.